Beyond the Watchmen. Song of Solomon. Chapter 3 begins with absence. The woman lies awake, reaching for the one whom my soul loves, yet finding only emptiness. Love will not permit her to remain passive. She rises and enters the city at night. In an ancient walled city, this was not a romantic stroll. Streets were poorly lit, gates were guarded, and an unaccompanied woman exposed herself to danger and suspicion. Yet desire makes her courageous. Later, Solomon will need 60 armed men because of fear in the night. She has no sword and no escort, only love. Yet she ventures into the same darkness that an armored king fears. There are nights when longing carries more courage than power. Just beyond the watchmen. The watchmen find her, but they cannot give her the beloved. She discovers him only after she has scarcely passed from them. This is not an attack on spiritual leaders or sacred institutions. Watchmen have necessary work. But no watchman can substitute for encounter. Sermons, books, and teachers can guide us through the streets, yet they cannot love Christ on our behalf. Origen and Bernard of Clairvaux read this search as the soul's longing for the divine bridegroom. A remarkable biblical echo appears in John chapter 20. Mary Magdalene comes to the tomb while it was still dark, searches for her missing Lord, asks others where he is, then finds him and clings to him. The woman in the song will not let her beloved go. Mary must learn that the risen Christ cannot be kept as a private possession. True encounter becomes witness. The beloved is brought into my mother's house, even into the chamber of conception. In the ancient world, the mother's house could represent protection, family continuity, and the deepest place of belonging. Spiritually, love seeks entry not merely into our public religion, but into the hidden room where our identity was formed, our memories, wounds, fears, and earliest desires. Yet the refrain warns us not to awaken love before its time. The Hebrew oath by the gazelles and does is deliberately gentle and mysterious. Love is holy precisely because it cannot be forced. Grace may be sought, but never manufactured. What carries the king? The second half presents a royal procession rising from the wilderness amid myrrh, frankincense, cedar, silver, gold, and costly purple. The rare Hebrew word apeirion refers to some kind of royal litter or palanquin. Its exact design is uncertain, but its most astonishing feature is clear. Its interior is paved with love by Jerusalem's daughters. Swords surround the king, but love carries him. Here the poem quietly judges every vision of greatness founded on control. Christ's own royal procession would involve no cedar carriage or military guard. He entered Jerusalem on a donkey and received a crown of thorns. Yet his kingdom, too, is carried forward by love freely given. Do not despise the night of seeking. It may reveal whether you merely admire the king's procession or truly love the king. Suggested readings: Psalm chapter 63, verses 1 through 8, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9, John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18, Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 9. Suggested hymn: Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts. Prayer. Lord Jesus, give me courage to seek you through the night. Lead me beyond borrowed knowledge into living encounter. Enter the hidden rooms of my heart, reorder my desires, and make love, not fear or control, the strength that carries my life. Amen.